This is no ordinary business news. It's an Adam Maguire business news.
Thanks, Gavin. A slight majority of business leaders here believe the financial performance of their main organisation will improve next year. That's according to the latest Director Sentiment Monitor by the Institute of Directors. 54% predicted an improvement, but that compares to 77% of directors who predicted an improvement a year ago. Meanwhile, just 15% were more optimistic about the Irish economy than they were 3 months ago. Caroline Spillane is CEO of the Institute of Directors. She joins me on the line now. Given the forecasts and predictions about the economy and what's ahead, were you surprised so many directors were optimistic about what's in store for their businesses next year?
Good morning. Well, we weren't in that. While the figures are low, we have seen a slightly steady increase in directors and business leaders coming back to us and telling us that they feel that there is going to be an improvement throughout 2023, although we don't see that occurring immediately in the first quarter, according to these results.
At the same time, there was a sizable minority of directors who were more pessimistic about the economy as a whole. What is it that's worrying directors at the moment?
Well, one of the things that we've seen repeatedly when we've asked this question is that directors are concerned about geopolitical and economic instability. Inflation continues to be a major issue. And of course, it won't be a surprise to anybody, but labour capacity and retention are big issues on the minds of board members and directors and business leaders.
Yeah, 13% worried about the retention and attraction of new staff. It's not as big a concern. It used to be the top concern. Is that just because the geopolitical tensions are so much bigger now, or has issues around staffing eased a little bit in recent months?
No, I think your first interpretation is correct. We've definitely seen that if we were to ask that question this time last year, which we did, the whole issue of economic and geopolitical instability and inflation, they wouldn't have been at the top. The labour issue would have been the top-cited problem. And perhaps when things steady down next year, it may creep up to the very top again. And I think that probably it indicates that directors are concerned about things like how to factor in remote and hybrid working into their organizations, how they're going to approach the talent retention issue, and how they're going to attract and grow and develop the staff that they have.
We have seen big tech firms cutting staff and some of them simply just easing off on their hiring. Is that not making it a little bit easier for businesses to attract talent?
It is. I think that, but there is always going to be a very large amount of jobs available for people in the tech industry. So I think it's probably something that's going to even out. But of course, organizations, I think the biggest issue ahead for them is just to sort out how they're going to approach this issue of hybrid working and what model is going to work for them. And so they will be able to attract a much broader pool of talent, of course, if they get that model and that policy within their organizations right.
Your advice to businesses is to review and assess their continuity plans for the year ahead. But given the amount of uncertainty we have at the moment, is it possible to be prepared for whatever eventualities may come?
Well, that's the business continuity planning aspect. You do need to be conscious that unexpected things will happen, and that's something that we've learned in the last couple of years. Cyber attacks, natural disasters, pandemics, all of these things can happen. And while you can't, of course, scenario plan for everything, you do need to have some sort of a roadmap that's going to keep your strategy online and also help you to get your business up and operational if something of a crisis nature happens, or if there is uncertainty, that at least you can make sure that you're serving your customers and you're ensuring that you're supplying the products and services that you're known for.
Certainly something for businesses to work on early in the new year. Caroline Spillane, CEO of the Institute of Directors, thank you very much for that.